Bible podcast. We hope you'll enjoy this message by Pastor Joey Bonifacio.
Today, we continue with another core facet of the gospel. This core facet is found in Galatians chapter 2, verse 14. When I saw that they were not acting in line with the truth of the gospel. This is the conversation that Paul was having, describing some of the elders and the leaders of the church, including Peter himself. I said to Cephas, in front of all of them, this is all the leaders of the people who were leading the church back in the time. You're a Jew, and yet you live like a Gentile and not like a Jew. He's talking about the fact that Peter and the rest of these leaders and elders were no longer just following the laws of the Jews. He begins to pose this question, if you're a Jew and yet you don't live like a Jew and live like a Gentile, how is it then that you force Gentiles to follow Jewish customs? The idea here was they were imposing rules and regulations upon the Gentiles to follow the laws of the Jews. Now in verse 15 and 16 it says, we who are Jews by birth and not sinful Gentiles know that a person is not justified by the works of the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ. Notice the words, a person is not justified. One of the third most important facets of our understanding of this idea of the good news is the word justification. It might sound like a big word, but it really means simply this, quality approved. In short, to be approved, to be declared righteous, or to have the proper standard is really what justification is all about. The question is, why is this so important? Or why is it even important? The answer is because of our insatiable appetite for approval. We are a people who need approval. Whether we care to admit it or not, whether we're seeking approval, we need approval, validation, to be of the right standing in whatever shape or form we find ourselves in. My first point today is our need for approval. To be justified is to be approved, to be declared worthy or suitable to pass the quality control standard. Until that is satisfied, we will forever be searching and striving for approval. Why do we need approval? Because we need really acceptance. It's a fundamental human need. We are created as social creatures by no less than God himself, and our innate and inherent need to be connected to a community. Whether you believe creation or not, or you believe in evolution, history tells us that we are a people seeking community. And when you're seeking community and love, you're seeking for acceptance, you're seeking for approval, the starting point of which is to be justified and be approved. Even people who have been raised in a good, healthy family will experience the need for acceptance and approval, whether at school, whether among classmates, work, colleagues, friendships, clubs, associations, guilds, whether they travel. When you travel, you'll find you're going to need acceptance, whether you do it online. We have an insatiable appetite for approval. Back then, the Jews' quest was to measure up to the law. Today, it can be anything in any form from family, friends, and the world itself. Watch this quote. All the time, I feel like I have to justify my existence. You would think that this is somebody on social media saying it, when these are the words of somebody who does not need approval. Even those who should be no longer needing approval need the approval of others. That's the fact of the matter. This quote comes from no less than Prince Charles himself. All the time, I feel like I have to justify my existence. Our need for approval is because of a need for acceptance and a need to prove myself. There's a nagging voice inside of us that keeps saying, validate me. Any attempt to silence that is futile, is a futile attempt, because we're made in the image of God and we're fallen from grace, wanting and needing approval, but we'll never get there. It always says, I am not good enough. We all need justification at some level. And what happens is we can find that in church, in religion, we can find that in families, we can find that in all sorts of things today. The point is we need justification. And when we don't find it, we try to seek for it, to be approved, to be accepted, to be validated, to be proven right, or to be proven worthy. We end up trying harder and harder. If we don't find it, we try in other places, whether that's in other communities, in other guilds, whatever place we can find it, we will look for it. And we try with other people when the people we have do not justify us, and we end up comparing ourselves with others. The darker side is when we try to prove others wrong in order to justify ourselves. And the worst part is when we fall into this idea of cancel culture. You are completely wrong, and I cancel you out of my life. Why? Because of this desperate need for approval. all in the hopes of being justified so we can be accepted, we do our best to prove ourselves or to disprove others. Even the worst or the best of us, as we've seen in Prince Charles, and some people will say, I'm not a bad guy, I'm just a businessman. These are the words of Lucky Luciano, one of the founders of the modern-day mafia in the United States. I'm not a bad guy, I'm just a businessman. We justify ourselves with some kind of good words, a religious work, acts of kindness, or even heroism. No less than Al Capone himself built a soup kitchen. In fact, history says the first soup kitchen in Chicago or probably in the United States to prove that he was justified, that he was not a bad guy. He wanted to be known as the Robin Hood of Chicago. I am not a bad guy. This is one of our justifications. I'm not a bad guy because I'm not a bad spouse. Maybe I'm not a perfect spouse, but I'm not a bad spouse. I'm a good religious person. I'm not a bad parent. In fact, I'm a good citizen. Our need for approval comes out of a need to prove ourselves. And finally, a need to be whole. Wholeness is simply this. When we want to prove ourselves and when we want to justify ourselves, we cannot fully do that until we fully feel that we're whole. When we want peace, we instead find suffering. When we want harmony, we instead find conflict. When we want happiness, we find sadness only because we're looking for shalom, the idea that the Jews had for wholeness, this idea of nothing broken, nothing missing, everything fits together. Unfortunately, because of sin, we're unable to make that work. Life never seems to work. Peace, harmony, happiness seems to elude us, and we can't seem to complete the picture. Our need for approval is a need for acceptance, a need to prove myself, and a need to be whole. The problem with self-justification is because it is foundational to the truth of who we are, but the reality is when we try to justify ourselves on our own, it's exhausting. Last month, I talked to you about the fruit of the Spirit. I told you that the fruit of the Spirit is joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and even self-control, which are all facets of the thing called love. And when we have the fruit of the Spirit and we have love, truth of the matter is over time and over seasons and over situations, that fruit gets squeezed out. And when that gets squeezed out, no matter how big that fruit is, we will end up exhausted. And when you're exhausted, where there's nothing left and nothing to give, you feel condemned that you're not doing or being who you're supposed to be. Or worse, this gospel thing simply does not work. We failed. And all our attempts at justifying ourselves, whether that's being a good parent, a good husband, a good Christian, a good citizen, a good employee, is simply exhausting. Why is it exhausting? Because it's demanding. When you have self-justification, you end up trying to prove yourself. It's tiring because it's tiring relationally. It's tiring to pre-proving yourself when you have keep justifying yourself with somebody. It's tiring mentally when you're trying to always try to justify yourself and prove that you haven't done anything wrong. And many times we may have done something wrong, but you're not really that bad. It's just that you have not been justified. Thirdly, you have not been justified emotionally. And so it's emotionally draining, if not physically affecting you, because of the reality that it is very exhausting and very demanding when we try to prove ourselves or justify ourselves with the rules and laws of men rather than coming to God. And finally, because it's exhausting, it's demanding, it's simply unsustainable. It's a never-ending cycle of reacting to people's doubts or our own insecurities that causes us to retreat and then back to reactions again and retreats, and a never-ending cycle that never stops. There's no rest. There are no breaks. There's no joy. This means it's unsustainable. To be unsustainable simply means this. It means it works for a while and you can get from certain places to certain different places, but after a while you just realize it is exhausting, it is demanding, it is simply unsustainable. Here's point number three, the good news of Jesus. The good news of Jesus simply says this: we are justified by faith. Galatians chapter 2, verse 15 and 16 says, we who are Jews by birth and not sinful Gentiles know that the person is not justified by the works of the law. We are justified by faith in Jesus Christ. When our justification is from people, It will be exhausting, demanding, unsustainable simply because it's never complete. We'll always find ourselves unworthy, at the mercy of people that we are wanting to be justified with. We'll always fail with our friends, our classmates, our societies, our clubs, our citizenship, our neighbors. We will always feel unworthy and unfulfilled at the end of the day, even dissatisfied. Sadly, we also find this in churches, where they're demanding that we justify ourselves rather than finding justification by faith in Jesus. At the end of the day, justification from people leaves us unjustified. But the Bible says that's not true. Galatians 2 says, a person is not justified by works of the law, any kind of law, whoever's law, but by faith in Jesus Christ. Justification by faith means it's not exhausting, it's not demanding, and it's very sustainable, because it's only putting my hope and faith in nothing and no one, not by my works, not by anybody's law, but in Jesus. The good news of Jesus is we're justified by faith. But secondly, we're justified to be saved. In other words, for us to be saved, we need to be justified. Here in Romans chapter 1, verses 14 and 15, Paul says, I'm obligated both to Jews and Greeks alike, and non-Greeks, both to the wise and the foolish. He's talking about whether you're Prince Charles, or whether you're a thug, or whether you're somebody who's just an ordinary person who's not the smartest of people. He says, I'm obligated to all of them. That is why I'm so eager to what? Preach the gospel to you also who are in Rome. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes. He says this good news, this faith that we have in the gospel, brings salvation to everyone who has faith in it. First the Jews, and next to the Gentiles. For in the gospel is a righteousness, a justification that is revealed to us that is from God. A righteousness that is by faith from first to last, just as it's written, the righteous shall live by faith. The justified, those that have been approved and made right, have done it simply because of faith, not because of who they are, not because of all their work, not because of all their good works, not because of what they believe, but simply to believe in the one person, Jesus Christ. The good news of Jesus is we're justified by faith. We're justified to be saved. And finally, we are justified to be sanctified. Romans 6:22 says, but now you have been set free from sin and have become slaves of God. To be set free from sin is to be justified, no longer owned by other people, but owned by God. This fruit leads you to sanctification. Sanctification is simply what we saw earlier, the process of transforming over time and season to joy, to peace, to patience, to kindness, to gentleness, through faithfulness, through gentleness and self-control. Something that does not happen overnight. Sanctification happens over time. It happens over time and season. Sanctification takes time and seasons to know, to understand the laws of God, the truth of God, the ways of God, to learn to live the way of God, to accept this truth, to change into that place, to heal, to be restored, to grow, and finally, to be whole. It takes time to be sanctified, and that's why we need to be justified. Because if it takes time to be sanctified, and we're never justified, we will give up. God justifies us. It is God's justification that works for us because it's instant. We don't have to work for it. We don't have to bother about it. Every time we fall, we come back and say, thank you, Jesus, that I have been justified by faith, and as such, you're sanctifying me through and through over time and seasons. The simple message is our need to be justified, a need for acceptance, a need to prove ourselves, a need to be whole. Secondly, the problem with self-justification. If you try to work this out on your own, it's exhausting. It is demanding, and finally, it's unsustainable. The good news of Jesus is that we are justified by faith, and we are justified to be saved. That's why we are justified to be sanctified. Join me in a short word of prayer as you embrace this truth of the good news of Jesus. Pick up a bread and a cup, and let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for sanctifying us, for justifying us, for saving us. Thank you that these three components are all part of the good news. It begins with being justified by faith. In Jesus' name we pray, and everybody said, amen.
thank you for listening to the Every Nation Singapore podcast. We hope you've been blessed by today's message. For more information, visit everynation.org.sg.